Good morning, everybody. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. There you go. Are you excited about today?
Yes.
Do you celebrate every Friday night and be like, yes, it's Sabbath?
Yes.
Maybe. We should. Finally, there's no school. Woohoo. Yay. And then we can just relax, come to church, listen to the word, and then go home and just maybe do some craft. Do you do like Sabbath craft at home? Some of you do? It's a cool thing to do, right? And then maybe you can take a nap. How many of you take a nap? You try. Okay. That's good. As you grow older, you'll probably appreciate the nap a lot more. Okay. So I have a story for y'all today, and you gotta listen. I meant to bring a book, but I didn't. So now I need you to really pay attention to my story. You probably heard it before, okay? But I want you to listen to the message in the story, okay? You ready? So the story is about a shepherd, okay? Do you know what a shepherd is? What is a shepherd?
They watch over sheep.
Do you know anybody that is a shepherd? You do? You know someone that is a shepherd? Right? Okay. Oh, you do too, Fiorella? I didn't know that. Okay. Anybody else? You do? You know somebody that is a shepherd that owns a lot of sheep and takes care of them? Oh, you know a story, right, that talks about a shepherd. Who's that?
David.
He was a shepherd, right, when he was a little boy. Okay, so you've heard that story too, right? But I'm just going to talk about an ordinary shepherd. You know, we still have shepherds today. We'll think they don't exist no more because we think, oh, that's just old stories. Well, actually, there's still shepherds today in many, many countries, okay? Even including the U.S. What? Yes, we have shepherds here. We have people that take care of farm and they take care of sheep. But this shepherd was very, very particular. You know, how many kids we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I'm going to count baby Jordan, 8 right there. And we have other kids too, like Louise is back there, right? And we have Dylan. He doesn't like to be pointed out as a kid, but he's still a kid. Right, Dylan? Right, Dwight? You're still a kid. Olivia, you're still a kid. Keep that in mind. Okay? Until you're 21, you should still be a kid. So what happens is, yes? Oh, Esther, too. Where's Esther? Oh, she's hiding, but she's still a kid, too. All right, so here's the thing. This shepherd was very, very particular. Now, how many of you collect things? Do you collect things? Sometimes shells, seashells. Some people collect seashells. What do you collect?
Miss Dawn gave me some seashells.
Seashells. So a lot of people like to collect seashells. Now, if you're collecting seashells, you're very particular about how many you have, right? You're like, okay, I have 20. I want to have 40. How many do I need? 20 more. There you go. You got it. All right. So you're collecting, right? Well, this shepherd was not collecting the sheep, but he was very particular about how many he had, okay? So when you're a shepherd and you have a lot of sheep, trust me, it's not going to be just 20 sheep, 30 sheep. When that's your job, you probably have hundreds of sheep, right? Can you imagine how difficult it is to keep up with all these people? I mean, with all these sheep. Can you imagine? I mean, okay, do you think that they look clean? The shepherd looks clean? He is covered in what? In mud and maybe sheep hair, right? The wool, all that, right? Yeah, he's probably not the cleanest person ever, right? Because they spend a lot of time in the field with these animals, right? And they gotta be very particular about it. Well, this shepherd was very, very, very picky. He liked to count every single sheep every single time. If he would go to the stream, he'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he counted, make sure that all his sheep was there. Because you never know what can happen. Now, sheep are a small animal. They might not be too big. They're kind of heavy because they carry a lot of that hair, right? And they get heavy and heavy. They don't get shaved. They get really heavy. So they're slow. They're not that quick. They like to be close to each other. And this shepherd always counted. And this shepherd had over 100 sheep. Now he will take them down the stream. He will take them down to the green pasture. And he makes sure that each sheep ate. Can you imagine just double checking that every sheep is eating? What if there's one sheep that it's not eating? It's what?
It's gonna be dead.
Exactly. And do you think he will like that? How about you that collect seashells? Would you like to lose your seashells? No, right? We want to keep them good. We want to keep them healthy. The sheep need it to stay healthy. So he makes sure that every single one of them ate, every single one of them drank the water, and every single one of those sheep, he makes sure that will nap and take their time to lay down so that they rest. This shepherd will walk this sheep everywhere and make sure they were good. And he will always count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Can you imagine how long it will take for him to count? And how does he know? After 50, I'm sure he probably gonna confuse like 50, 50. What? How does he know? What if he's just recounting the ones that he already count? That's difficult, right? So he had to be very meticulous.
He can put numbers in them.
Right, yes, some of them, they tag them, right? This is a smart boy right here. That is correct. Yes, they tag them. They put a little number on them. But see, it's difficult. And what if it's getting darker and darker and he can't see? So it is a difficult job. It's a difficult task. They got to be physical, healthy, very, very healthy. And so he counted each sheep. You know what happens? That one night, he comes home with all his sheep, and after he counted, like, probably a multiple times, not just once, but maybe multiple times, he noticed that he still was missing a sheep. Now, if you are tired of a whole day of guarding this sheep and making sure they ate and drank and were fed and they were good and slept well and they were not hurt, and you get home, and there is one, just one out of the 100, just one missing. Would you go back to find it? You would? You think you would? All tired, all muddy, you're probably hungry, want to have dinner. You would still go get it? Why would you do that?
Because it's your job.
Okay. But really, really, in all honesty, if you're super, super tired and there's only one missing, but you have all these hundreds of sheep, would you still go out there to get it? Okay, well, you are very, very committed. And that's how committed this shepherd was. He went out to find the sheep. When you're missing a sheep and it's getting dark, it may not be a nice sight to find. She could be dead. She could be hiding somewhere that he cannot find. She could have been eaten, and then he could get eaten. What if a wolf would have come? Can he fight a wolf? Or maybe a lion? Or maybe a big animal, like a mountain lion? So he had to be careful, but he still, it was tired. It was dark. He still went out after that sheep and brought him back. He found the sheep. Thank goodness nothing happened to the sheep, and he was able to find the sheep and bring it back, okay? He probably doubled his day of work, that right there, because after putting all the sheep away, he had to go all the way up, bring this one all the way back. He probably lost all his night of sleep just trying to find one single sheep. That's a big deal, right? Would you lose your sleep if you will lose your seashell? You'd be like, I could probably get another one, right? I could probably get another shell. But this was too important for the shepherd. Now, this is a good example, and I know you probably heard this story before, but this is a good example of how God is with us. You see, there's a lot of people that believe in God. There's a lot of people that sadly don't. There's a lot of people in this world. Have you been outside in the school? How many kids do you think they're in your school? How many? hundreds, right? 142. How many? A thousand. Look at that. Okay, maybe in your district there's 1,000. So here's the thing. There are hundreds and hundreds of people out there. Jesus, God, wants every single one of those people in heaven with him. God wants all of us to be with him. Not one, not two, not just us here, not this church only. He wants everyone. Just like the shepherd, Jesus is very, very picky. And he wants things the way they were meant to be, where everybody could be in heaven and enjoy eternal life. But you see, the world is different today. And even though God still wants every single one of us, it is our job to make sure that every single one of us get there, right? We don't want to just be missing people, right? When you go home, you like to see mommy, daddy, sister, brother, right? You don't like to just see mommy and then where's daddy? Oh, well, he stayed up, right? You liked everybody there, the same way God wants us. So God will never leave his sheep straight. He will go after them. And that's our job too, helping God get those people in heaven. You understand that? Yes. So let's be picky too. Let's be that strict with everything, especially with God's word. Share it with the people so that if you feel like there's somebody that might miss the opportunity, you are there bringing the word of God to them too. Okay? You good? Yes? Who would like to do the prayer for today? Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and thank you for giving us another day of life, and please bless this day and bless everyone here, and please help us to be good and everyone to always follow your way, and please help everything to go how you want us all to be in heaven, and please let us all be in heaven with you how you want it. In Jesus' name, amen.